News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. The party is on in Boston. The Red Sox are World Series champions.
World War I was the last time the Red Sox had won a championship in front of their hometown fans. So when they did it here last night with a 6-1 win over St. Louis in Game 6 of the World Series.
Awesome. It's wonderful.
Good as always.
It was wicked. It was crazy.
The celebrations came barely 6 months and 1 mile from the marathon bombings. Series most valuable player David Ortiz said the tragedy had a way of reminding the city not to take life for granted.
Sometimes bad things gotta happen for us to get the message, and we got the message. You know, everybody stay together.
Celebrations last night were greeted by a large police presence in the neighborhood here around Fenway Park. Covering the World Series in Boston, Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
President Obama was also in Boston yesterday talking about his health care reform law and saying that he, too, is frustrated about problems with healthcare.gov.
The president went to Boston to say that state's Romney care reforms worked and so will his. And he lashed out against Republicans for not being willing to help.
Same folks trying to scare people now are the same folks who've been trying to sink the Affordable Care Act from the beginning.
Republican Brad Jones, the State House Minority Leader, says RomneyCare brought a Republican governor and Democratic legislature together, while Obamacare was passed solely on the strength of the Democratic congressional majorities.
You needed to spend that extra time to actually get a plan where there was sort of buy-in by all parties. Clearly, that was a lesson not learned by the president.
And another lesson he says went unlearned is the advantage of a state-by-state approach over one-size-fits-all. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
The trial's been delayed for a Merrill woman accused of causing two deaths while driving drunk.
25-year-old Ashley Bauman's trial was to begin December 16th after jury selection on December 13th. That five-day trial has now been postponed. During a lengthy motions hearing yesterday, defense attorneys said they need more time to go through a lengthy prosecution witness list. And prosecutors said key witnesses, including the person that performed Bauman's blood test, are not available the week of December 16th. The new dates for Bauman's trial have not been selected. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A man's in the hospital after a car versus bicycle accident in Wausau from yesterday afternoon. Police Lieutenant Michael Yiddes says the 55-year-old male on the bike was exiting the Pizza Hut parking lot onto Alexander Street. He apparently didn't yield to a car that was traveling eastbound.
Was coming out in such a way he didn't anticipate a car coming, locked his brakes up, flew over the handlebars, and impacted his head to the asphalt and the roadway on Alexander, and the driver apparently didn't see him and drove the front end of the car over his body.
The driver was a 19-year-old female who was not hurt. No names have been released. The names are out in a double fatal fire from Adams County that happened early Monday morning in the town of Easton. 79-year-old Ronald Peake and his wife, 77-year-old Joan Peake. Ronald was one of the victims in this fire. His wife, Joan, is recovering at a UW hospital burn unit. Another man died and was a guest in the house, but he has not been positively identified. DNA and dental record tests are going to be needed there. Hawaii is one step closer to becoming the 15th state to legalize gay marriage. Hawaii's state senate approved a same-sex marriage measure. It now moves on to the state house, where it's expected to pass. A house panel is going to hold a hearing on the bill later today. Now let's check our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A bit gloomy out there for today, although it will be on the mild side, a high of 54. We'll see some scattered light showers, some patchy drizzle throughout the day. Nothing terribly heavy, a high of 54. A west-northwest wind developing at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy with areas of mist, a little bit of drizzle, low down to 39. For your Friday, cloudy and a bit cooler. Some light showers possible, mainly later in the day, and a high of 46. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, as you're coming home tonight, remember, ghosts and goblins will be out, so drive with caution. Get the latest six-day forecast 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.